or virtue, as you may happen to regard it. He tells the truth in too exact and bold a style. He is too voracious. Oh, if you are going to be paradoxical, said Rupert contemptuously, be a bit funnier than that. Say, for instance, that he has lived all his life in one ancestral manner. No, he's extremely fond of change of scene, replied Basil dispassionately, and of living in odd places. That doesn't prevent his chief trait being verbal exactitude. What you people don't understand is that telling a thing crudely and coarsely as it happened makes it sound frightfully strange. The sort of things Keith recounts are not the sort of things that a man would make up to cover himself with honour. They are too absurd. But they are the sort of things that a man would do if he were sufficiently filled with the soul of skylarking. So, far from paradox, said his brother, with something rather like a sneer, you seem to be going in for journalese proverbs. Do you believe that truth is stranger than fiction? Truth must of necessity be stranger than fiction, said Basil placidly, for fiction is the creation of the human mind, and therefore is congenial to it. Well, your lieutenant's truth...